Senate Bill 173, an act to authorize a rental car company to offer car rental insurance under certain circumstances.
Senate Bill 173 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Munson.
Madam President, members of the body, thank you. This bill comes to us by the car rental agencies, and what they're asking for is the car rental agencies like to offer insurance and be licensed as limited lines producers. They, without this bill, the Division of Insurance really wouldn't have any oversight on this group of people, and they would be licensed for limited lines producers. And this bill has been with us before, but it really hasn't taken on life its own until just last year, when all the parties got together with the Division of Insurance and insurance agents and people from the industries, and they came to a consensus, and they agreed to do this. And one of the things that we really need specific language to have oversight on these on this industry, and if we don't, the federal government would do it, so we would just soon have that there. And one thing that was a stumbling block, just quickly I'll tell you, that in Section 10E, it says that if they take the insurance, it would be the primary coverage that they would have for insurance, and there are people that for various reasons they don't have insurance, and so when they come to rent a car, it just provides that protection to the car rental and to the people. So I would just ask your favorable support of Senate Bill 173. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Senator Munson, you said that there was no oversight on this particular issue if we don't pass this bill. Who was overseeing this before this bill was brought forward this year?
Senator Munson, do you choose to respond?
We had the bill, and they were doing it, and that's when somebody brought to attention that there was no oversight on it, and so they really probably were acting on a compliance, in my understanding of what they had, and they couldn't come to any kind of agreement. So basically now they will be licensed, and they will have oversight. So really, I don't think there really was any that I'm aware of.
Senator Moore, you have the floor.
Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Reedy.
Thank you, Madam President. Question of Senator Munson.
State your question.
Senator Munson, what type of insurance are they speaking of? Insurance to only protect their car, or are they also including liability?
I didn't catch. I'm sorry.
Are they going to sell a full line insurance such as liability and also collision and comprehensive to cover their own automobile, or are they?
Senator Munson.
You know, that's a good question. I think there's I know there's liability, and I don't know if it's a full line. It's limited liability, so it may be a full line that they sell for them. But it's people. They have one thing they have is they have the choice of whether to accept it or not. So it's up to them to whether they want to take it. But I think it's probably maybe a full line to protect the car rental and everybody else too. So.
Thank you.
Senator Reedy, you have the floor.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Madam President.
Senator Staggers.
I have a question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Senator Munson, how many years have rental car companies been issuing insurance in the state of South Dakota?
Senator Munson.
How many have the insurance companies?
No, rental car companies been issuing insurance in South Dakota.
You know, I'm not certain of that, but you know, I know it's several years because we've been working on this for, you know, the last, I know I've been involved the last 4 years, so I'm not, but I don't know the
10,
exact,
15, 20?
I can't answer that. I just know that that's what I've been working on.
Oh, okay. If I could continue, Madam President.
Please.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure there are probably many motivations behind this bill, but let me mention that several years ago, I remember the discussion over this, and part of the discussion involved a former legislator who had been having some problems with the rental car companies. And at the time, for the first time, he discovered that they were not regulated when it comes to issuing insurance. And I remember the glee in that person's eyes when he revealed that. I think sometimes motivations for bills are not always the most positive, and I think this is maybe one of the motivations that's not positive. Not saying that there are not other good motivations. But we have to keep in mind that probably since we've begun issuing insurance for car rentals here in South Dakota, we haven't had regulation. And now, all of a sudden, we need regulation. And it's not exactly clear as to why we have to regulate these car companies. If you take a look at Section 12 of the bill, it talks about the director of insurance for the state of South Dakota being able to close down a car rental company if they violate this bill. Now, please keep in mind, selling insurance, car rental insurance, is only one aspect of a car rental company. But the director of insurance, who doesn't know anything else about a car rental operation, is able to do this for violating this bill. I think that's rather extreme. And I guess I'd have to say I haven't really seen a good reason why we have to do this here in South Dakota. So I guess I would urge the body to vote against this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dietrich.
Senator Staggers has a good memory. I'm the individual that at that time discovered that car rental companies were selling insurance without a license. In fact, they didn't even have insurance companies. They'd collect a premium and throw it in a kitty and pay the claims out of there. This bill now enhances the other bills that we have passed in the past. It gives the director of insurance an opportunity to control these people. Otherwise, they're back where they started. If they start selling insurance without license, I recommend that you pass this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President?
Does any member wish to speak before Senator Staggers speaks a second time? Senator Staggers.
Yeah. Senator Dietrich, you might have mentioned that a few years ago, but I think at that time you were in the House of Representatives. Actually, the person I am thinking of right now was a member of the Senate, but I always will remember that this individual was exceedingly happy to learn that the car rental companies that were selling insurance were not regulated. I know he was happy to try to get this bill going.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 173. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
No.
Rose?
No.
Brown?
No.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Greenfield,
Hagen,
Hangey,
Ham,
Hotmacher,
Cleven, Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
no.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
no.
Staggers,
no.
Sutton, Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Brown votes aye.
Drake votes aye.
Drake votes aye. Madam President, ayes 27, nays 6, excused 2.
Senate Bill 173 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed.